Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Vibes Only podcast with Melrose K. So, we are going to get into some things. This is the fourth episode. We're going to talk about that angry person in your life. Now, this person doesn't have to be a family member. It could be your friend. It could be your coworker. Oh my God, it could be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You know, like that person, you'll identify them pretty quickly. That person is always upset about something. Something in their life is never going right. They always have to complain about how bad their life is compared to others, when in reality, their life is probably pretty good. Of course, it is very hard to be around this person. So I have two people in my life. I'm not going to name any names. You know, we want to keep their names out of this. Want to have them enjoy their privacy. But one person I can only talk to for a couple minutes before their anger starts to seep. And when I say deep, I mean seep deep into the conversation. I learned this the hard way. We got into a little spat. I'm not going to say argument because I was very objective with my words. I was very careful with what I was saying. And I didn't want to get into a shoddy match because I don't do that. You know, my voice is very low. I never hardly ever yell. So when I do, I know I'm at that point, I'm upset. And I try not to get to that point because it stops you from growing as a person. Like, you know how they say, oh, everyone has triggers. I don't want to have a trigger in life. I don't want somebody to say a word and it triggers me to be angry, or say a catchphrase and it triggers me to be upset for the rest of the day. I don't want that. I don't want anyone to ever have that much power over me. I don't even want anyone to have a little bit of power over me, let alone that much. So, back to what I was saying. This person, love them dearly, but I don't necessarily like when they get like that. This person, you can talk to them for 10 minutes, and within 5 minutes, that conversation is, let me tell you about what this person did to me and how they did it. And you're just like, why? Why? And we could be talking about the sweetest of things, and they can flip. Again, this person is in my life. I have no choice, you know, but I limit my interactions with them. And you can do that too. There are people, you know, this, like I said, there are people in your life, example, like maybe your mom or your dad or your sister or brother, someone that you have no choice but to be related to. However, you don't have to kick them out of your life. You can limit interactions with them. Just like a coworker at work. I have so many stories I could tell you guys about. There was this one coworker. It was years ago. And she was naturally just an angry person. She would come to work and she would complain about, oh my God, there's so much traffic. And then you would say something nice to her, like, oh my God, I love your hair, I love your shoes. And then she would go back to, oh, such and such bought these shoes, I don't even talk to them no more. It would be everything you would say would turn in negativity, even in emails. You would email her, and the anger wasn't necessarily directed at me or any other coworker. It was just, she was an angry person. I can honestly say, guys, I've probably never heard her say a positive word. On her birthday, we knew not to say happy birthday because she hated her birthday. Like, that's an angry person. For you to hate the day that you were born, that you were brought into this world, you're angry. You're an angry person. We knew not to say happy birthday. One person, a new girl, was like, oh, I saw it was your birthday. She was like, I don't celebrate my birthday. Like, she was so, and you know what? This was before I found my positivity, my light in life. And I already knew I didn't want to interact with that person outside of work, let alone at work. Like I said, I minimized my interactions with them. I made sure to steer clear of their negative thoughts, feelings, words, everything. I made sure to limit my interactions with them, even at the water cooler or the break room, as they say. And sometimes it's hard to do that. And that's why I wanted to talk about that today, because you can be the most positive person in life and you can just have a different outlook on everything. You could be that person. And that is what I strive for my listeners. Like, I want everybody to at least try every day when they get up and say, I'm going to make the best out of today. I am going to see the positive in every negative situation. I'm going to make my life better. It took a lot to get to this point. It's hard when you have a negative, angry person in your life. It's very hard. And sometimes you have no choice but to be around that person. Coworker, for example, every day. You see the coworker probably more than you see your own family members, you know? You spend 8 hours out of the day with them, or 10, however long your shift is. That is hard. Especially if you have to sit across from that person, y'all share an office, y'all share a cubicle space. That's hard. Sometimes an angry person, they don't even have to say anything. It's just their aura, like their presence just fills negative thoughts in the air. Now those are special kind of people. And those people, I would definitely encourage anyone to avoid them, period. Don't even walk their way. Like, avoid those people. It could be that person that you lay next to, you know, every night. You're like, I love them so much. I want to be with them for the rest of my life. You don't necessarily have to be married, but it could be someone that you were with long term. You know, you love them for who they are, but they're an angry person and you're just like, I just want to have positivity in my life. Sometimes you have to let that person go. You can love a person to the end of the world, and they still not be good for you. If you wake up and within 5 minutes of you waking up, your thoughts and your feelings are disrupted by negativity, something's wrong. Something's terribly wrong. You don't want to live your life like that. It is mentally, physically draining. I want everyone to be happy in their lives, be confident in themselves. And if you have someone around you that's constantly angry, not a nice person, you have to limit your interactions with them. Let's say it's your mom. I'm sorry, mama. I gotta make sure that I limit my interactions with you. You know, like, of course, we don't want you to cut off people because you never know what people are going through in life. We definitely don't want to promote that. We want to make sure that we take care of our own health, our own mental health, you know, as well as our physical health. But we want to make sure that we can control the situations that we put ourselves into. Now, having a positive outlook on life, let me tell you guys, because I've been there. I can tell you I've been there. It takes a lot of trial and error. And one big obstacle for me was I wanted to help everyone. I don't know why. Maybe it was because of the way I was brought up. Like, I had a little bit of something, I wanted to share it with people who didn't have enough or didn't have anything. You know, it of course, you know, things are different now, but it could have been I wanted to wear something, you know, to school, and I know another girl, oh, she didn't really have nice clothes. I'll give her a couple of my shirts. I don't even want them back. I'll give them to you. You know, I wanted to help everyone. I see someone on the street and they look like they need food or they need a couple dollars. They ask, I wanted to give it. I had to limit my interactions even with those people because it could be mentally draining to want to help everyone and not help yourself. I could go out and make someone else laugh, but I couldn't be in my own space by myself and make myself laugh or feel great. That is something that is hard for a lot of people. They volunteer. They can go out and work in a soup kitchen and donate clothes and shoes. But inside, they're not happy with themselves. You know, they can go and make someone else's day, but they can't make their own day. And that is not something that I wanted to do anymore. I wanted to be able to help myself. You know, not saying I don't care about anyone else, but I wanted to be able to help myself and work on me first before I can go out into the world and help someone else. It took a while. I'm not saying that it's going to happen overnight. You know, and you can't be a positive person to someone else and be negative with yourself. You can't do that. That's not something that is realistic. You know, we don't want that. Also, I've had mean, disruptive people in my life where I'm like, you're not a nice person, but I can kill you with kindness. I can kill your nastiness with my kindness. Not to the point that it's fake. We don't want to be fake. We want to be genuine in who we are. We want to be very, very genuine. We don't want to give off the hypocrite or the, you know, the fakeness. We want to be genuine, real people, you know? So we want to kill them with kindness. Because it's hard to be rude and nasty to someone that is nice to you. I have a perfect example of that. I would say about a couple years ago, and the only reason why I remember this because I could not believe that. Like, to this day, I'm like, why would someone do that? I was in the aisle of a grocery store, and this guy, he just looked like he had a rough day. And I wanted to get something off the shelf that he was standing by with his cart, and I said, you know, excuse me, I'm trying to get that. And he just looked at me. He grunted. And I'm like, okay, sir. So I was like, excuse me. And I said it again because I was like, maybe he didn't hear me. And he grunted again. And he didn't move. He looked me dead in my eye. Like, we were looking at each other. Like, he saw me. I saw him. Okay, seeing me. And I just was like, oh my God, okay, he didn't move. He could have said, oh, I'm sorry, give me a second or something. He didn't say anything. He just grunted twice at me. And I went somewhere else in the grocery store and grabbed something. And when I came back, he wasn't there and I grabbed what I needed. And I'm like, oh my God, like, what? And of course, the first thing in my mind was, he thought he owned that spot where he was standing at. And I'm like, wow, you know? And I never had anyone grunt at me just for, you know, I was like a grown man. And mind you, guys, he was way older than me. He probably, like, I'm not even 30 yet. So he was probably maybe in his 60s, I want to say. And that's, you know, that's pushing it maybe. He looked older. He definitely looked like he was someone's grandfather, And I was just like, okay, you grunt at people like no words. And the funny thing about it is I did also think, like, while I was walking around the grocery store, like, oh my God, like, while I'm in shock, of course, I'm like, maybe he couldn't speak, you know, like, it was my own fault, you know, maybe there was something, I don't know. But then I heard him say something to, there was a lady he was with. Now, at first when I saw him, he wasn't with anybody. But there was a lady he was with when it looked like they were getting ready to go and check out. And he was like, you forgot the grape juice. And I'm like, oh, he does speak. So in my mind, I'm like, oh no, I'm just glad that I was still. And I didn't allow him to make me upset. I was shocked. I just thought like, okay, I was still polite. I was still kind. I said, excuse me, because that's what a normal person would say if they're trying to reach over someone or get to somewhere where someone is standing. It definitely made me think like, wow, there's people out there that are just rude. And even the way he talked, I don't know if this lady was his daughter because she looked a little bit younger, his granddaughter maybe. And I was just like, the way he even talked to her, you forgot the grape juice. Like, I can't even say it because it's comical at this point, but the way he even said it to her was just ill. Like, you could tell he was not a nice guy. And I try my hardest, you know, not to judge people by what they went through in life, but at some point you have to take responsibility for the person that you are. You know, I know a couple people that said, I won't ever take public transportation because the people on there are rude. You gotta kill them with kindness. You know, like, I don't know how it feels to be an angry, nasty person to other people, because I try. Even before I got on, you know, my positive role, I always have been nice to people. My issue was I was more nice to them than I was to myself. And that's hard to do when you constantly have the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I get it. I get upset, but I try not to react in that emotion. And when I say kill them with kindness, even though somebody's nasty and rude to you, you're not a doormat. You're not a pushover if you're still nice to them. That just means that you know how to. And of course, you could be upset if they're rude to you. I'm not saying that. But that just means that you're more emotionally mature. Because there are some people where, let's be honest, they get upset at the sight of rain. You ever met a person who got upset? Oh my God, they're getting upset. Like, you tell they're getting all like hot and like they're like, ugh, it's about the rain. Like, you're getting upset at a natural thing. It rains. It rains all the time. Like, people get upset at that. And it's crazy because that just means that they're not emotionally mature. Like, they don't know how to separate their emotions from something that has happened. If you lose your car keys, yes, you can 100% be upset that you lost your car keys. But if you start slamming doors, throwing things around, looking for them, that's you reacting in that moment. That negative emotion. But if you're calm and you're like, oh, I gotta find my keys, I know I'm not happy right now, but let's do this. Those are emotionally mature people. Those are people who know how to control how they react to a situation. Nobody's saying you can't get angry. Nobody's saying you can't get upset. Nobody's saying you can't have a bad day. But when you start taking out on other people, especially if they're being nice to you, you're not a nice person in general. You're not. We always say you never know what a person is going through. So you always want to put your best foot forward. You always want to treat everybody with kindness, no matter what. That one makes you a better person and makes the world a better place. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to live in a world where everybody's angry and mean to each other all the time and I'm scared to go out in society and live my life. I don't want that. We are towards the end of this podcast today, and I just want everybody to take away, you know, what I was saying in this can help somebody. There's someone out there that's like, oh, I have this person that I deal with every day. I don't know how to do it. Like, you know, I want everybody to just have a positive outlook on life. Life is too short, okay? That's why I named this podcast Positive Vibes Only. Life is too short to be upset and angry and just like not a nice person. It's too short. You gotta enjoy life while you can, you know? So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. I am so, so happy about what's to come. We are going to start selling t-shirts, stickers. You know, I want people to be able to not just enjoy my podcast, but to enjoy everything, my music, you know. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for listening to Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K.